Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler, talking Holton Wildcat basketball. The Lady Cats start the season 1-1. We'll begin with the win at Burlington last Thursday night, Coach, 53-21. You scored the first 15 of the game, really dominated with the running clock throughout the fourth quarter. But, man, for game one and on the road and some new varsity players, you had to be pretty pleased with what you saw last Thursday.
Yeah, we got off to a really good start. I thought our team was very focused. They understood the plan, and they went out and executed really well, especially with our defensive energy and our presence. We were very disruptive, created some turnovers, and got some flow right away from the opening couple minutes of the game. And you know, as the game unfolded, they started to settle in, Burlington, and continued to compete. And you know, I felt really good about the contributions we got from a number of different players throughout that ball game.
No doubt. I think 9 of the 10 girls that played were able to score. And a similar scenario in your next game against Bonner Springs. That's a game that you kind of played from behind, it seemed like, especially in the second half, kind of a lackluster third quarter when things weren't going your way. And it seemed like turnovers were just the biggest bugaboo, and being able to compete through the second half there with Bonner Springs Monday.
Yeah, I thought in the first half, you know, initially we were playing on our heels a little bit, playing a very talented and athletic team and a girl that's Division I talent. But I thought that, you know, early in the game we were a little bit intimidated, didn't play our best, weren't as aggressive as would have liked to have seen us. But we did make some adjustments, and the girls responded with a couple of runs that they made in the first half and kept the game tight. We were down 6 points at half, and we just did not play a good third quarter at all. And I think our mistakes led to 13 points off turnovers for them, and that allowed them to get some distance from us. And the positive out of all of that, Justin, is that the fourth quarter, our girls really responded to the challenge that I gave them in the third to fourth quarter break. And we got to the foul line a bunch. We were more aggressive on offense. We ended up outscoring them 19-10. And I think they showed themselves and built some confidence in themselves and each other in the way that they played in that fourth quarter. So hopefully we can carry that and learn some lessons from that game moving forward.
Yeah, it looked great in the fourth quarter. Tierra Dodd was a big part of that. I heard you say in the post game that maybe one of her best all-around games as a Wildcat. Lindsay Wisdom scored in double digits in both games to kind of lead you as you would expect. So as you turn your attention now towards the Big 7 League slate, Coach, and maybe the top contender in the league, Nemaw Central, coming to your place, you finally get a home game. But what things are you working on this week with a few days here to kind of get reset before the league schedule in Nemaha on Friday?
Yeah, we're thankful that we have an extra day by playing on Monday. We have an extra day of preparation for Friday's home game against Nemaha Central. Obviously, they are extremely talented. Several of their players that are on their basketball squad are high-level volleyball players, and I think everyone around this area understands how talented they were this volleyball season. And they transfer that to the basketball court very well, they're not a one-man show. They have probably the best player in the league, but they have, I would say, probably three of the best players in the whole league and in Northeast Kansas and possibly in all of 2A. So it's going to present a great challenge. They're obviously a dynamic team that'll put pressure on us. They're going to test our ability to handle the basketball. And so we've got 3 days to try to correct some things that we need to get fixed. And our mindset will be positive. We're looking forward to the challenge.
You bet. Nemaw Central at home on Friday, and then another home game against Royal Valley next Tuesday before we chat again. We'll look forward to chatting with you and seeing you at the games, broadcast on the Holton Channel. Coach Heisler, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.